Welcome to Shulchan Machshava on the daf we're holding in Chulin Daf Samech Gimel. In this daf, the Gemara brings two inyonim that have to do with birds that give us the understanding of the depth of what a bird, what an oif is meramis, what it's coming to represent. The Gemara in Amudala brings what a rocham, what a chassid represent, which midos they come to represent. Why do we find dafka that birds represent these things? So the Maral in Chiddush HaGadus, there's a piece of the Maral that's missing some words in that piece, but he speaks about it also in Netzach Yisrael Perek Mem Beis. And the Yisrael the Maral tells us that a oif is me'oifif, the oif is flying in the air. And therefore it's considered to be a more spiritual creature, davar more ruchni. It's not down here in the Eretz, in the earth. It's in a higher level. It doesn't have the avus hachomri. It doesn't have the heavy physicality that the creatures have, the ones that are going walking here on earth. And my Rebbe Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal, in a Sefer Nechusi Yomo that we put out last year, and Ma'amar Tes, he adds to it that a oif represents the koyach hadibur. We know there's a machshava, dibur, maise. Machshava is a thought. The maise is the action. The dibur is what connects the machshava and the maise together. Oif HaShemayim Yoyelich HaSakoyil, what Oif HaShemayim does, represents the level of Dibur, which is higher than Oilam HaMaisa. So animals and other creatures are here on earth, represent the physical Maisa world. The Oif represents something which is higher, which is the Oilam HaDibur. And he explains better than that, what the Gemara says in Sukkah, the Yisrael Minuziel used to learn Torah, an Oif that flew above him burned. What's the idea? Because Yisrael Minuziel went to a higher level than Oilam HaDibur. He went to a place which is very high with Torah. So Oif, which belongs to Dibur, was burned from the Torah of Yonasan ben Uzziel. And Rav Moshe adds that this is what the Gemara tells us in this daf in Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Galui v'yadua v'mishar amar v'oilum, sh'oif us te'oirim miruvim melatmeim. It's known for the one who made the world, who said and created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the birds are more, there's more te'oirim than t'meim, lefikach manna kosu b'tmeim, that's why the Torah mentioned t'meim, to give the shorter list. So Moshe pointed out, what is this lashon? What is these words? Kalui v'yadua lifni mi sh'omar v'oyo oilum. Why don't you just say it as simple? There's more oifus te'oirim than t'meim, so I mentioned the t'meim. So Rav Moshe, we're talking about the essence of the bird. It's not only the fact that it's a longer list, but what the bird represents. Galui v'yadua l'fei shamar v'oilum, meaning the essence of this creature is oifus te'oirim mirumim al t'meim. The power of a bird, what a bird represents, is more tahara than t'meim. Because he belongs to a higher sphere, to a higher place, to oilum of oilum adibur. So he's more tahara than t'meim. Says that's why in general, people who do a virus are compared to a behemoth. As the Gemara says in the beginning of the Masechta, min a behemoth lavi bnei adam shedoymi lebehemoth. And a bird usually has to do with tzaddikim, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the rosam shloifes tohirim imat tzaddikim. So it comes out that a bird belongs to oilum adibur, to the level of dibur, to a higher place. So with this, we continue the Maral. The Maral tells us, the Gemara says here, there's a bird called rocham. And when it's here in the world, it shows rachamim coming to the world. So the Maral says, because the power of the oif is to connect to something holier, not that that's anything special about them, but they're created with that level that they're able to connect to something higher. It doesn't say the word dibur, but they get the gzeir from Hashem. So when there's rachamim coming to the world, the one who could come and represent it, the one who could come and demonstrate that it's coming, is the bird. And he goes on to explain that the bird, the rachamim, whenever a person has mercy on somebody else, he connects that person. There's a relationship, there's a connection between them. There is a kesher. Says the Gemara tells us over here that the racham, the name of the racham is shrakrak, shin reish kuf. Shin reish kuf is the letters of kesher. It's a connection. And the Gemara continues and says that if it's sitting on the ground, that means Mashiach is coming. So the Maral says that means the racham is coming down to the Oretz. Based on what we learned, based on what Rav Moshe said, Pshat is the Oretz is the more physical place. And if you have racham coming down to there, that means the whole world is turning around and Mashiach is coming. In the name of the Vilna Gaon is brought down that usually the Shefa comes from above. That's what Kshomim is all about. So the Shrakrak is sitting on something above that tells me a regular racham of the world like rain. But when there is, Mashiach is coming, there will be Tchias HaMesim, there will be Shefa coming from below, from the Oretz. So that's why the Shrakrak needs to be sitting on the ground to show the Mashiach is coming. And the moral continues, in Mashal, what he's saying is, now that we understand the bird can bring a dibur, sometimes the dibur could go wrong, like a Novi Sheker. Novi Sheker brings dibur, but he says the wrong thing. That's why we have this Shrakrak who was lying about Mashiach, and he had to be killed. But in general, we see the Maila of Oif. The Oif is Koyach Dibur in the world, it represents dibur, that's why it makes the noises and the songs, and it belongs to a more spiritual aspect of this world. Anyone who wants to join a sponsor, Shomachshava Shiurim, please email Shomachshava@gmail.com.